Biden's DHS reveals nearly 1,000 illegal aliens with arrest warrants as ID allowed to board U.S. flights this year. By John Binder on July 21, 2022. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has confirmed that the administration this year has allowed nearly 1,000 illegal aliens to use arrest warrants and deportation notices as forms of identification to board domestic commercial flights in the United States. In January, records from the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, revealed that not only has the Biden administration been flying border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior, but that the individuals are allowed to use arrest warrants and deportation notices as forms of identification to board U.S. flights. During a hearing on Thursday, Senator Josh Hawley, ARMO, had TSA Administrator David Pekus confirm that nearly 1,000 illegal aliens since the beginning of the year have been allowed to board U.S. flights with arrest warrants and deportation orders as forms of identification. How many individuals have presented TSA with arrest warrants or deportation notices that were permitted to travel in this calendar year? Hawley asked, to which Pekus responded, under 1,000, sir. Pekus also noted that not all illegal aliens presenting arrest warrants and deportation orders at TSA airport checkpoints are subject to screenings involving an airport's federal security director. They have an interview with the TSA officers that are on scene at the checkpoint. Pekus said, they will bring in the federal security director if needed. We aren't looking if a person is legal or illegal in the country. The revelation comes months after Hawley first inquired about illegal aliens being allowed to use arrest warrants and deportation orders as forms of identification at TSA checkpoints. In February, Hawley wrote to Pekus calling the policy unacceptable. Pekus, Hawley said this week, never responded to his inquiry. In all of 2021, more than 2 million border crossers and illegal aliens arrived at the southern border. More than a million border crossers and illegal aliens have been released into the U.S. interior since Biden took office and, last year alone, nearly 45,000 were put on commercial domestic flights and flown into the country, often free of charge. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.